Welcome back to class.
So as the great Nagarjuna said in one of his compositions, through amassing the two collections, may we achieve the two bodies of Buddha.
어떻게니 따던다 된데 숨어서 던다 산재 산재다 죽어도 죽을 수군이 터발라 저다 소나던 시 속사세 터고야지 숨겨야래 제가 몰람 된데 답에 된데 저 몰람 답을 좀 쳐봐 다 죽어도 죽을 주백이죠 다 소나던 시 소디 랑 싹고야지 숨겨야래
The great Nagarjuna is basically saying that in order to for us to actualize the two bodies of Buddha, the truth body and the form body, we need to amass the collection of merit and the collection of wisdom. Okay, so these two collections, the collection of merit and the collection of wisdom, are the fundamental causes for actualizing the form body and the truth body of the Buddha respectively. So there's such a prayer. So but it's not sufficient just to make that aspiration the prayer. We have to know what the causes are, and we have to train in the causes before we can actualize the two bodies.
Can you hear this side? Huh? Okay. 어떻게네? 응? 어떤데 승회장 제장 딱 그랬으나 딱 손은 번식이 초대야 아니지 조조 아니 손은 번식이 조사야 돼 조양 준조를 달리기요 그래 라고 준조이면 아니지 딱 손은 번식이 조조야 가보인 바래 제장 딱 준조 내버도 거야 라고
So in order to complete the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom in order to actualize the two bodies of Buddha, we need joyous perseverance. Yeah. Without which, yeah, it will not be possible to accumulate and to complete the accumulation of both merit and wisdom.
어떻게니? 다톤다니? 가서래다. 배나, 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 룸메나, 배나다, 배나, 룸메바이나 말메라서 바르트고요 말해. 나와 다가나시 룸고기어 말메라서 바로 잡아라 룸고기어. 제가 나신 또 소남단 시에서 조버 잡아라 준 거야. 배때나 중마신이 숨고요래.
So in order for us to you know, in order to have a candle. There must be the wax. Yeah. You need the wax, or let's say oil, in order to light a candle. Yeah. So without the wax or the butter or you know whatever, you're not going to have light. Yeah. So likewise, you need both the accumulation of merit and wisdom as the causes for achieving the two bodies of Buddha. Yeah.
근데 딱 근데 아니 소나 이제 초기 딱 누가 투지는 달라 준줄 거야 제가 딱 갑자 준줄이 기침 못 하게요 돼 제가 딱 먼저 갑자 로빈 집에 갑라 있나요 딱 남주 로빈 집에 갑라요 준줄 냐파도 거야 딱 준줄로 객체기 딱 내로 넘버 숨스니 딱 저 준줄이 객이 내로 치게요 돼 저 내로 넘버 숨스니 딱 본다 가서네 염내 준비 내로 아니 저원이 신기로 기록이래
So yeah, we need joyous perseverance in order to empower, to accumulate and to empower one's accumulation of merit and wisdom such that ultimately the one will achieve the two bodies of Buddha. You know? Yeah. And in our case here, when we are here to find out, to learn about the Buddha's teachings, joyous perseverance is absolutely required, a very important, without which one will not be able to learn the Buddha's teachings, okay? So we need joyous perseverance. But the main obstacle to joyous perseverance now, is laziness. Yeah. So, and there are three kinds of laziness, of which I cannot remember how to translate the three. Do you remember? The laziness of procrastination, the laziness of kind of like defeatism. Yeah. And maybe one of somebody. The laziness, there's one, the laziness of engaging in I would say, I can't remember the translation, inappropriate or actions or behavior. I think there's one laziness of procrastination, yeah? Then there's one laziness, I think it's something to do with defeatism,
yeah?
So So anyway, if I get the technical translation, I'll come back to you guys. But let's talk about the first one. So there's the first kind of laziness is like the laziness that we you know we usually are that we kind of know. It's like basically just hanging around, you know, hanging around, spacing out, doing nothing, you know. And then we kind of like it. We kind of enjoy it. We feel that it is quite a nice thing to do, you know. We derive some kind of happiness and bliss from it, by being attached to the kind of bliss that comes from just hanging around doing nothing, you know. So that's one kind of laziness,
yeah.
So I guess we're all in that situation. Especially after such a long break, we have had two or three months break, yeah. So basically, we have been hanging around, spacing out. I guess basically that's what we have been that's our mindset for the past maybe couple of months during the break, isn't it? Being attached to that bliss and happiness of just not having class, you know? I guess we're all in that situation, yeah. So basically, it is basically a time spent not in anything beneficial or virtuous, yeah. Because if you think about what joyous perseverance is, joyous perseverance is a mind that is enthusiastic, you know, about virtue, a mind that is that wants to engage in something beneficial, virtuous, isn't it? Yeah. And that is the complete opposite of laziness, isn't it? Yeah. Just wanting to hang around and be satisfied with not doing much or anything.
Yeah.
So this is the first kind of the laziness, the usual kind of laziness that we know, that we are usually that we are aware of. Yeah. So the method, you know, so the teachings or the practices of a person of a small capacity are basically also methods, yeah, to overcome this particular kind of laziness, yeah. So in the practices of a person of small capacity, so there are the reflections of the difficulty of obtaining a perfect human rebirth, yeah, such as the one that we have, and also in particular reflecting on death and impermanence, yeah, and in particular about how the time of our death is uncertain, yeah. So by such reflections, then we should be able to overcome this particular kind of laziness. So it's important that we do something to counteract this particular form of laziness, isn't it? Yeah. So one of the best methods is to is to be aware the thing of the fragility of life and how death is certain and the time of death is uncertain. So through such reflections, in which we'll be able to counteract this particular kind of form of laziness. Okay, so that's the first kind of laziness, not the usual kind of, the usual understanding of emptiness, laziness that we have. Yeah. Then the second kind of laziness is like the laziness of, I'm not sure of the technical translation, laziness of engaging in perhaps, but the meaning is laziness of engaging in non-virtuous actions. Yeah. So engaging in actions that are not in accord with Dharma, that is considered to be a kind of laziness. Because, and that is how most people usually spend their lives, isn't it? Yeah? Basically spending lives and living a life, engaging all sorts of activities that are not really in accord with the Dharma, not in accord with virtue. And hence, therefore, it is considered to be kind of laziness. Yeah.
Otoxine, that tindegi, anish tindegi, that lelo, nibati, toko, chevala, that tonda, ita, sausetam, the dungawa, say nezudi, and shinku, yare, rava, that tonda, kandezi, chow, kandezi, jubaina, kutungali, jubashi, jubashi, mato, devi, jubemashi, rava, chazan, tinzo, jubala, and gawa, jesi, minisi, kutungaki, ranshi, matonche, tangas, namjina, kutundu.
So this particular kind of laziness, laziness of engaging in actions that are not beneficial, non-actions that are not in accord with the Dharma. In order to counteract this kind of laziness, then we have to reflect on how anything that is contaminated is in the nature of suffering, isn't it? Yeah. So anything that is in the nature of anything that's contaminated is in the nature of suffering. That's the way to counteract this particular kind of laziness, engaging in actions that are not beneficial, not in accord with the Dharma. Because if you think about it, because if you engage in actions that are not Dharma, basically they're non-virtuous, even though in ordinary terms, we usually talk about people, this person works very hard, but actually, if you think about it, actually, it falls into this kind of laziness, because if the person is engaging in actions, they're not beneficial, not in accord with the Dharma, then it is against virtue. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore, it becomes a kind of laziness. Yeah. So by understanding, by realizing that if we come under the influence of this kind of laziness, the laziness of engaging in the laziness of which is engaging in basically actions that are not beneficial, not in accord with virtue, not in accord with Dharma, then by realizing that such actions only lead ultimately to dissatisfaction, to suffering, to problems, yeah, with this realization, then we're able to reverse, to counteract our attraction to this kind of activities. Then there's the third kind of laziness, which is like, it's like defeatism. Defeatism, or perhaps, some people say it's low self-esteem. Basically, it's the mind that thinks, I cannot. I am not made for this. This is too beyond me. So basically, we look down on ourselves. We put our, So this becomes a form of, this is considered to be a kind of laziness as well. These things also happen, I guess, in our context and here studying the Buddha Dharma. Because there are people who maybe think that that this study is really beyond them, because this is really beyond me. I cannot read. I don't understand. Or this is, I'm too old. And blah 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 blah. So all of this is considered to be this laziness of the defeatism.
So don't be like that. Yeah. 어떻게 먼저 뛰는 것도 왔다. 소송원에다 소심기 넣었다. 로빈 진도시 여봐이나. 진도 폐지 이거 말이야. 로. 로 먼저 진도시 다 내봐서 뛰거나니. 다 근처 멍보시 당지 아니 소소 지도고 말았으니. 진짜 용대시 책기도 와. 로. 어떤데 마송하지 거야 지심으로. 다 군예 단도 쉬에 조호티래. 그래서나 다 로친부인 나 인지 약보면 써도 미 약보 통보면도 써도 아니 직접 다 윤재 소소 망보 쉬우지 당시 아니 로좀 지마대 소소 써야지 다디 진짜 마송하지 거야 너가
I think this kind of laziness of kind of defeatism with regards to learning the Dharma, learning the teachings of the Buddha, comes when you don't have really a strong interest or intention to learn in the first place. Because I think if you really have an intention to learn, you really want to know or learn the Buddha's teachings, I don't think this kind of laziness would arise in your mind. So you see, when the interest is not really strong in the first place, then then we defeat ourselves by convincing ourselves. We tell ourselves, oh, there's this reason, that reason, that reason. Basically, we are the ones who make ourselves unable to study at the end of the day. Or, I cannot read lah, I cannot see lah, I don't understand lah, I'm too old lah. And so we are the ones who make ourselves unable to learn at the end of the day.
di ta tinde lelo doya la chochine ta karsore pogi re zoni sen to go hechi ro su 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 to ba chi go he tine ka ba ro nya chi tu gres ro nya kale jim na chi tu gres ta tonda ni to ba chi go he de ki chi mu cha ge yo re So, the Kale Jabaina, Tumoto Kayamares, Rava, what in the Chen, Susu Tobachiwa, Porovi Chituna, Consul Tenati Chituna, Ne Chitugres, Tinegian, Susu, Tobachese, Lola Pobachiwa, Chishimachagure.
So, it becomes extremely important to uplift our mind, We must tell ourselves that we can do it. You know? If I work hard, I can do it. You know? So if others can do it, I can also do it. You know? So we need to tell ourselves and uplift our mind, uplift our confidence. So this is very important.
So in the TV, some program there, if Yen can cook, I can cook some. one Chinese program cooking. Yen can cook, I can cook, So I saw one guy who do the marathon running. Then also he cut one leg, one of the legs not there. But still he want to go to the marathon. So this all because of his own interest. So here same thing. When you have interest to study, so you can make it somewhere. You don't get the first one, but you will get somewhere. So I think the same idea. It's not to discourage yourself. So this is important to tell. So also it's difficult when you have long break between the class, about 3 months, then come back to start like an old car to start. takes time to start. So I think similar.
Even I forget how to translate. So.
What?
It's the clearest example, right? Okay, forget how to translate.
What the 3 days. Yeah, for everyone, same, even myself, is it not easy? Once class started, maybe much better. The beginning always some difficulty there,
So as I always say, we must always develop this confidence, this perseverance, the determination to study. Okay, we must try and tell ourselves we can and do it, and then put in the effort. Because age doesn't matter. Okay. Really, it doesn't matter. So we just work hard, because as I've often said, even just hearing the teachings and understanding the teachings has many benefits. Even just to gain a simple understanding of how a particular action, let's say for example, is a non-virtue, even just that understanding has some beneficial effects in enabling us to engage in a certain form of virtue, which is an opposite of that negative action, for example, right? So when we listen to the teachings, we also place imprints, virtuous imprints on our minds. So it's important. The more we learn the Buddha Dharma, the better it becomes, because we leave more imprints in our mental continuum, in our minds. And these imprints stay with us. As we move from life to life, it gets better, better and better. So it makes our learning, our practice in the future easier as well. So it becomes better and better, is it? So the main thing is to work hard, basically, to put in effort, to persevere joyously. Yeah, so whether it is accumulating the collection of merit and wisdom, or whether it is learning about the Buddha's teachings, yeah, we need this effort, this joyous perseverance. Yeah. Without joyous perseverance, in fact, we would not be able to accomplish anything.
Yeah. So I remember when I was in Sera, next to my door, there's one monk. Every morning we have to memorize the text. You know, maybe 1 hour, you have to memorize maybe 6-7 lines, maybe half a page. So maybe 1 hour, 2 hours can memorize that, you know. There's one of the monk next to my door. 1.5 hours, he can memorize only 2 lines, you know. But how long he takes, you know, he do effort from morning to night, you know, keep repeating same word, same kind of sentence, you know, repeating and repeating, 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 2 lines like that. Only that, then he able to put in, he can memorize the word. For me, compared to him, much better. I can memorize maybe half a page. But of course, there's a lot of, compared to my another classmate, he memorized 2 pages, you know, within an hour. So, you know, but when I see the person, you know, he put effort, not one day. Morning he memorized, night time he forget. So night time he have to again repeat. Okay, this day, first day he know, but next day he forgot everything. No, then he need this kind of effort. You know, the same thing when you memorize the text. You know, first day you memorize, next day you forgot. You know, after 1 week you forgot. Then you have to repeat again, you know. It takes money and year to put in the memory chip there, you know. It's not easy to put inside. You know, sometimes it disappears, you know. Again, you have to put back. So it's not easy. So I see the monk, you know, how he put the effort morning to night. So much effort he put like that. So, yeah. He don't have much intelligence, wisdom, but he have this effort to do that. So I think at the end, he did complete his study. He graduated. He become the Harampa Jeshi also. So like that. Now I think he went to Mongolia or something like that, yeah, to teach. So like that. So here, so there's one, my classmate. So also it's exactly the same, you know. He memorized 1 line, he forget. Then, but he have so difficult because every time you have to give the exam to your teacher, you know, every morning, 1 line, 2 line. He don't have much intelligence, you know. So, but somehow at the end of the day, he's the one who have 1,000 pages to give the exam, you know, by the accumulation. Like that. So, but he don't have that intelligence much, but he put effort. Whether it's joy effort, I'm not sure, but you know, his teacher keep pushing him, you know, you must do, otherwise teacher is very, you know, teacher can beat him, you know. Yeah. So I can hear, you know, he's crying behind my room. Sometimes the teacher beat him. If he miss 1 line, then the teacher will beat him, you know. Then tomorrow he forget, he get another one, you know. So, yeah, but unfortunately, but he don't have this kind of intelligence to debate. No, by this kind of effort, you can memorize thousands of pages. All the philosophy texts you can memorize, you can tell. But you don't have this kind of wisdom to debate, analyze. You know? So some are like that, you know. You can memorize, but you don't have the wisdom to analyze. You know, what's the meaning, you know, how to, I don't know how to say, you know, like a mathematic, you know, you don't have this kind of wisdom. So like that. So that time, compared to him, I have some little bit intelligent to debate, you know. But also he can memorize so many quotations. Sometimes we debate, we need this quotation to, but we don't know how to repeat, you know, he know, you know. So we have to tell him to repeat the word. So that. So anyway, so I'm just telling. So sometimes this one of the, my classmates, he much more intelligent than me, good in debate, good in memorization. Sometimes I always think that I wish I had that his wisdom to me, you know. But it's also not possible. So like that. So here, what I'm trying to say is, man, is the effort. Yeah, we're all here. We all have different wisdom, different karma, different body, different way of thinking. But end of the day, boils down to your effort. You know, how much effort you put, so that much you learn, learn the topic. So last time also I mentioned this, I went to America, so I met one of the teachers who teach us English. So he said he memorized the text in Tibetan word, you know. He's English man, but he memorized some of the definition in philosophy. So he memorized definition in Tibetan by reciting like mantra, you know. You put one definition, then one beat down. You do 100 times to memorize one definition. So by then he said remember. You know, so like that. Hope that helped you. Huh? So like that. like that. So maybe we start somewhere, huh?
ကတ္တံကိုသံတယ်လိုက်စရက်ကတ္တံကိုဒီခုဆိုင်စံစံတနာကတ္တံတနာကတ္တံရယ်တလေတုတ်တံတံပါရေတံမာရယ်လေတုတ်ချင်းဒီခန္ဓာချက်ရမာရယ်စတကံတင်းကိုပြချင်းရှုဒစားရယ်ရောတာရှင်ကြီးထုလာတဲ့တုတ်ချဝါတင်းကြီးထုလာတဲ့တုတ်ချဝါစံပါလာတဲ့တုတ်ချဝါစကံရှုဒစားရယ်ရော
So I think just before the break, we looked briefly at the criteria for making an action powerful, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So depending on a couple of factors, you know, an action can be very powerful, yeah. So the strength of the action can be influenced by the type of recipient of the action. By then there's also the difference in terms of the support. Yeah, in terms then there's difference in terms of the objects that is involved in the action. And also the strength in terms of the attitude, yeah, the motivation behind the action.
Oh, today some is that today ni karsena tamo to shinji ko na topcha wa sa de today ni ane shi ta karsena ta. sonam sasa shing da kunjo sum se da a rang la ni ka tin chawa phama se tin zo la ton da ni kulung ta shen kulung do chen me na ya a tin zo la te dan te ya ni chi ta le sa pa ina ta le ja wa sa pa ina ja wa top chen bu cha ya le mi ja wa sa pa ina mi ja wa top chen bu cha ya wa ti sum bu ya de
Okay, so on page 89 of the root text, but if you are reading from the Lamrim Chenmo, it's from page 231, right? So now we're discussing about the criteria for powerful actions and what are some of the things that make an action very powerful. Yeah? So the first one is the strength in terms of the recipient, okay? So there is a strength in actions that are directed towards very powerful objects, such as the Buddha Dharma Sangha, the Guru, one's parents, and so forth. So any actions that are directed in relation to these powerful recipients, even if your motivation is weak, but because of their status, being the Buddha Dharma Sangha or one's parents or one's teacher, even though your motivation behind action is weak, but the action becomes extremely powerful. So in particular, so it is mentioned in the text that any actions that are done in relation to a bodhisattva, that action is extremely powerful. Yeah? So whether you are committing a positive action or a negative action in relation to a bodhisattva, it becomes very powerful. So the example it says here in the text, if someone were to have malice or anger, let's say criticize a bodhisattva, yeah? Okay, just the act of criticizing or putting down the bodhisattva, that action is more powerful than someone who destroys as many stupas as there are grains of sand in the Ganges River.
Oh, takana shin sumare. Takana shin ani chi penata. Ta jitengi zambuling na yebe mit tamjegi ta mit mebache. Tele mit ji jimbatang bai na sonam shu sagarwa. Tele ani chi changsem la tebe kunne lang de deba chabai na di pein chabare sunghe ya.
Imagine if all the people in the world was blind, and if you are in a position to make them to be able to restore the sight of all these blind people, can you imagine? Of course, it is an extremely meritorious action, isn't it? Yeah. But compare that action to just looking at a bodhisattva with faith. So that action of just looking at bodhisattva with faith accumulates more merit.
What is this? That one, that is wrong. So that, care inas. That, when the care sinless. That, chua yungoro wa. When the inas, loy la shong kaware.
So of course, if you think about it, you may find it difficult to accept. You might not be able to understand why. How is it so? Yeah. So naturally, you will have the question: how can it be? What's the reason, right?
Oh, 가르스 나 돈다 들이샤 나 돈다 이니 가르스나 데라 조조 디네 다 랍셰 레 가르스나 조조 가르스나 술라이나야 구바당 저와치고에 식 먼저 조조 디종 종아야 탑시 말해 가르스나 또 아니지 팬도 배당나 팬도 치수 진이 파마다 구셉치고에 알아봐 제 랍셰 숨구요래 나가나시 먼저 대바치사요 군조 숨세디라 먼저 구바치고야 대바치고야 납세제 숨고야 같은다 그러봐.
So I think the main lesson to be to that one should draw from this particular example, you know, is about respecting others. So in the case of our parents who are the most kind for us in this life, yeah. So we should respect and cherish our parents. And likewise, the objects to whom we have faith in, like the Buddha Dharma Sangha, then we should also respect and then respect and have faith in them.
Yeah.
And also for those beings who are engaged in helping others in an extensive way, you know, such as the bodhisattvas. Yeah. So then, of course, towards these beings, such as the bodhisattvas, then we should respect, you know. And cultivate faith, and we should praise them, and not to speak any thing or not to speak harshly in relation to them.
Oh, that on that day, when do that? Tindesh, ani si titola jangwe, arwa tindesh jangtoba na ani kalya kalya tinema ani si. 전주선보다 구바치에 아니 심진신 랑다 냠바 랑다 마와 진조라야 구샵치에 용토베지 따통다 구샵치에기 치고에 랍자 숨고여래 수라이는 칭냠바 마마에 수라이는 더바치고에 어틴데기 랍자치 먼저 랭구여래 그리고 어떻게 전주선보 찍불러 말해 따티 실어 숨제 따 자체로 땅고야지 비진 랍자치 내인사래
So this is an advice for us you know, here the example is that of a bodhisattva only, but the thing is we should draw, extrapolate from that. The lesson, the point here is that on the basis of being able to respect like the Buddha Dharma Sangha, the bodhisattvas and so forth, and on the basis then we can gradually extend the same level of treatment to others, those sentient beings who are of equal status as us, and those who are lower than us. You know. The point is to extend this treatment of treating others with respect and not insulting them yeah, or speaking badly of them
yeah. 진대의 천배 다시 알아봐 연대지나 대바당 구바치고야 알아봐 어떻게 해서래 대체는 다 담자다 증념을 마야 증민념을 아니 용으로 담고야 어떻게 해신다 내고야 신념을 어떻게 숨기서래
So yeah, so it's speaking about practice of extending the this treatment of respect to others, yeah. So you know, so the objects of refuge, the bodhisattvas, and of course then extending it to those others, sentient beings, then one's parents, and then and also in relation to one's virtuous friends, one's spiritual masters, gurus. Yeah. So, but the point is to be able to relate to others you know, with respect, and then speaking pleasantly, and but instead of speaking unpleasantly. Yeah.
어딘데시 어떡시네 다 조조래 갑발랑 어디 대화 매대는데 통해 된데 차기도 와다 간대 나섬지니 이나야 다 소소 디 실어 송제 아니자 가서는 보기 대바당 자와 어떻시니 공부를 땅과야 담자라 어디네 사람.
So yeah, because sometimes you know when we you know see such statements, you know like you know how well, you know we do something to the bodhisattva, you get this and that, what have you. Somebody will wonder why, how. But the point is to be able to extrapolate and to relate that also to other beings. Yeah, basically to be able to relate to others, everyone, kindly. Yeah.
What in the area? That can be put up in Sabar. That is, Kazan Teresa. That is, Tengi Topshin. That is, Ma, Ani, Kazan Singi Singa Tempas. That is, Tengi Topshesh. To what? Ani ba? That is, Sam Tengi Sar. That is, Tengi Topshedi. Kazan Eta. That is, Tengi Chane. Yang Ti Jawa Da Mi Jawa Sabai Na Yang Chijung Doya Ji Sungki Yore. Rwa. That is, Tengi Topshena. That is, Pena. That Jawa Chebe Chebe Da Mi Chebe Chebe Dibas. Ani Jawa Chijung Yong Ji Sungki Yore. Rwa Chebe Chebe Dibas Di Dibas Chunga Chaya. Jawa Maimbe Chebe Dibas Di Dibas Chimbu Chaya. Da Dine Jawa Ji Sungki Yore.
So okay, so that's the strength in terms of the recipient of the action. Yeah, yeah. So next is the strength in terms of the support. Yeah. Okay. So Lamrin Chenmo is page 233, yeah? And the root text is page 90. Yeah? So what does the support here? What does it mean? So for example, there's a difference between those who are knowledgeable and those who are not knowledgeable. Yeah.
Okay. 다 대학갑들 양고 다 잡아다 미잡아 세디 가르스나 그러와 가르소래 다 사디나 숨바나 신래 잡아다 미잡아 세디 가르스나 다 디바 강 잡아 디바 잡아 엄마 잡아라 죄심단 된다지 치마 잡아라 다 덤슨 어딘데시 다 유대니기 아니 디바지 잡아이나 디바디 때서 양월에 쓰고 다 미잡아 세디 디발라 아니 강치베 디발라 교수님 내봤지 침맛 넘신 내봤지 어따 딘데 쳐봤디 아니 지금 미체베 쳐봤어 봐봐 디 쳐봤나 디발 톱체 숨했지 다단다
Okay, so now we're discussing the strength in terms of the support. Yeah, okay. What does support mean? So, for example, there's a difference between those who are knowledgeable and those who are not knowledgeable. So, what do we mean by someone who is knowledgeable and someone who is not knowledgeable? So in this context, in this discussion, knowledgeable refers to those who have regret for having committed non-virtue in the past, and those who have this intention to restrain themselves from committing such actions again in the future. So it is said that the negativities of such a person, the knowledgeable one, is said to be lighter. Those who are not knowledgeable here in this context refers to those who do not have any regret for all the non-virtuous actions accumulated in the past, and for those and also do not have any kind of restraint. There isn't any kind of intention of wanting to stop creating such an action again in the future. Yeah. So these are those who are not, those they are considered to be not knowledgeable. And their negativities are said to be heavier.
Oh, Tushini, Chetan, Ta, Tendeshini, Ta, Inaya, Tinimoto, Namala, Jusim, Chimala, Domsim, Mabachi, Ani, Langs, Nat, Nambus, Chung, the Kala, Chabainche, Yanchi, Chesu, and David, and Dibachana, what they were Chungariski, Yamare. 제가 친구지 있나요? 다 개수도 잡아있나? 시신도 치나? 교수님도 없으면 해봤지? 제가 친구 인스나요? 누구 죽바있나? 누구? 그냥 지워래, 쓰가래요.
So, and there's no exception. Because there may be some who pride themselves as being, you know, well-learned, and say, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm a Buddhist, you know, I know. But at the same time, they disregard, you know, their actions, you know, they don't really care about, they don't really have any regret for their past non-virtue, they don't really care about, refraining from actions, you know, but yet at the same time, you know, they think that, oh, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm a Buddhist, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So they said that, you know, their negativities, you know, which are committed out of disregard, you know, for their actions, are said to be very heavy. So they said that those people who have regret for their non-virtue committed in the past, and who have no intention to refrain from doing these actions again in the future, it is said that their negativities are lighter, yeah, become lighter as compared to someone who doesn't have any regret and restraint. Okay, so therefore it's important, yeah, to have these two, to have regret for the past non-virtue and to have restraint for future negative actions. Yeah.
O tine ma sung ne, ta tine ma dina la tine sung duwa, pena ta ta tong, ta zambuling simje tamje ta chanje chodo simje che ta teje namdo shubche, rwa ani chik ta choba tangle dewa rwa gange lungi cheme tangdanyebe chobaji ani chik sanje la piwa tedangsu ani chanje simba kimne kime ba rabdo chungwa chiki ani chik ta 최대나 다 말매 강지 피나 디소놈 차와레스 한테데 숨에 땡기 또 비가서
So here there's another example that illustrate the strength in terms of the support, you know. So imagine that all living beings in the universe, not just this one universe, in the universe of the 3 billion world systems, okay, you know, So all the living beings, imagine there are all the living beings in the universe of the 3 billion world systems. All of them, they enter the Mahayana. Yeah? And they have great possessions. And each of them makes offerings, you know, to the stupa with butter lamps, you know, whose vessels are the size of an ocean, and the week the size of Mount Meru, yeah. Okay, so I mean a lot of merit, right? But this merit, when compared to a bodhisattva who is ordained, let's say a bodhisattva who gives up the household life, who ordains, and this ordained bodhisattva was just to make a small butter lamb offering. The weak, it's a small little butter lamb offering, you know, with just a little bit of butter. And this ordained bodhisattva was to make an offering to this stupa. It said that his merit is greater than the merit accumulated by all those living beings mentioned earlier.
Oh, Tukshini, that tear, so thinking Chabarishana Shungu, thinking Chabarishana Sungu Yare, or Sambala Chabar Mavare, or Chanjo Semiova Chabare, or Chabapisa Yulayam, but.
So in this example here, you know, comparing the ordained bodhisattva's merit and all the living beings in the 3 billion world systems making offering. So yet the ordained bodhisattva's merit is greater. Yeah. So what's the reason for that? So the difference doesn't come from their motivation, because all of them have the same motivation. They have entered the Mahayana, they have the bodhicitta motivation. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't come from the object to whom they are making the offering, stupa, right? Same, right? But obviously the difference cannot come from the offering substance itself, isn't it? The ordained person just has one butter lamb, but the others have, you know, numberless butter lambs. So obviously the difference can't come from the offering substance itself. So the difference comes in terms of the support. The support.
어떻게네? 저도 그랬으나 다 돈바 땡 땡기 전에 다 돈바 던 때만 했죠. 그러와 다 땡기 잡을 차례. 그러 전주 숨디 땡도 다 다 소도 잡이 돈바 던 때만 했지. 땡기 전에 다 돈바 망 땡반 했죠. 땡기 전에 다 병이 채용하지 숨겨요래.
So the difference comes in the support of the vow, because the ordained person has the ordained vows, the ordained vows, the ordained pratimoksha vows. Yeah. So because he holds more number of vows, therefore his action of making the butter lamb offering is much more powerful. Yeah.
어떻게 제단 다디나라 다람이나라 다람이 딩보티나 용도 와 다티나 용도 와다 디 리퀘스트 다 담바 유메당 요발라 직단데마 니단데마 숨쟁이 땡기 람 곰발라야 마마 마마지 치마치마 체사와 숨 숨싱스 김바도 지금 진동소 제베 세나야 니네다데베 담바데 데베데는 체바당 담바메바 체바니 계속 덮치는 신도
So anyway, in the third paragraph on page 90, starting with this reasoning, yeah. So, but I'll read from the Lama Tsongkhapa. Okay. So what did Lama Tsongkhapa say? He said, following the line of reasoning in this passage, it is evident that regarding a cultivation of the path by someone without the support of a vow, someone having a vow, and within having a vow, the support of possessing one, two, or three vows, the latter will have quicker progress than the former. It is clear as well that when people such as lay people, when the householders practice such things as generosity, there can be a great difference in the strength of the roots of virtue produced. This difference in the strength, this difference comes from whether they act within having a vow, such as a one-day vow, or whether they act without a vow.
So, Karsananga, that the Bamambu should have that, then a sort of Tambet Dombas, Dombalane, that changes Sembet Dombas, not the Dombas, Mamp, Shuadi. So, Tindes, any Shuce, any Jejo Chabaina, that Gavati, Topden Demasasi, or Gava Chunjun Chabaina, Topden Shuci, Jinse Tindesila took the Fure.
So this is what happens when we engage in virtue, you know, having the support of the vow, whether it's the bodhisattva or whether it's the praptamoksha vow, the bodhisattva vow and the tantric vows. Yeah. So the more vows we live in, then it makes our actions very powerful, even if it's a very small virtue. You know, but because of having the support of the vows, then that small virtue can become very powerful.
Yeah. So
it's clear that here Lama Tsongkhapa has said very clearly that even in the case of lay people, yeah. So you know, the more number of vows you hold, the better it is, yeah, because it makes a difference in the merit that you accumulate. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa is saying, you know, whether it's one, two, or three. So I mean, the Pratimoksha vows, yeah, isn't it? One, two, three, four, five. Even there's also a discussion of the what we call the eight vows. Yeah. So basically, you have to keep this in mind, you know. So from your side, you know, as according to your own ability, you know, capacity, then you should take as many vows as you can, yeah, and then take it and then protect the vows, live your life with the vows. Yeah.
我听的是什么？我大概哪些？他搞吃不上有多个，那的确那样穷些用些。他的他搞些那一把的，吃不上，穷不起的确那那样个穷不起用些，他搞些那一把的。这种他等把忙不起练习样，等把忙不起，连把吃吃的米就要就不行了，样米就要他闲的没得都穷不下来，他样辛苦了。Well,
as in everything in life, you know, when there are pros, there are also cons. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing here with taking vows. Of course, there are all these benefits. Yeah. But, of course, then if one takes a lot of vows, but if you are not able to keep it well, and if one transgresses, then of course, then the non-virtue that follows is said to be very heavy as well.
Yeah.
So the negativity accumulated by a person who is living in the vows is probably heavier than the negativity accumulated by a person who does not live in the vows.
Yeah.
Okay, next is the strength in terms of the object. Yeah. In terms of objects.
What to say? That dinner, Anichi Karsana, that Ben Jimbatayla, Ben Simjal Jimbatayla, that Chodon Sansing Jimbatay, Yung Dikure, Tinane, that Zoto, that Chugi, Chugi Jimbatayti, Anichi Tak.
So strength in terms of our objects. Yeah. So amongst, you see, I mean, when we practice giving with the sentient beings, yeah, I mean, you can give like material things, but one can also make the gift of Dharma. Yeah. Okay, so it is said that the gift of the teaching, the gift of Dharma, is said to be vastly superior to the gift of material things. Yeah. Because the gift of material things benefit, but at only temporarily. Yeah, it's only for a short while. Whereas the gift of Dharma teaching benefits the recipient from life to life. So, and because of that, therefore, the gift of the teaching of the Dharma is said to be vastly superior than the gift of material things. Even in the case of making offerings to the Buddha, yeah. So, you know, one can make the usual offerings, the usual offerings on material things, but there's also the offering of practice. If you were to compare these two, the offering of practice is more important, yeah? Much more powerful. The merit that you gain from the offering of practice, you know, is much more powerful than offering material things, the usual offering substances to the Buddha. Yeah? And offering of practice here basically means learning and then putting into practice, the Buddha's teachings. Yeah? So that is an offering of practice.
That 라와 어떤데 담에도 이런 것도 왔대 뭐 최종 겨와 최종 쇠 근데 내가 시에 아니 겨와 강톱 최신에 사과해 네가 강톱 최지 각오해 어떤데 돌아 잡고 해 뒤에 있어라.
So so this I mean these are important things that we should be able to just keep in mind, yeah? and we should use the information here, because I mean here is basically discussion telling us, I mean, we want to engage in virtue, especially telling us what kind of virtue is the most powerful, the most effective, the most beneficial, yeah? And which are the kind, and therefore, you know them, then you should engage in them. And then by knowing what actions are, what negative actions are more powerful, then we should try to avoid them, yeah? Those are extremely powerful negative actions. Yeah? Because if we have to understand how, for example, the recipient of a particular action does determine the weight of the action. Also, the difference also comes in terms of support, whether you have vows or whether you're knowledgeable and so forth. And also, there's also a difference in the objects, the objects, of an action.
Oh, yeah. 어딘데 시험하지나 디톤에 아니신 원에 자지겨와 둥이었다 다 미겨와 용으로 땅하지나 변호 신부용해 내자는 마셔봐이나 아니 종신부라해 딘데 이빨에 제단다 높은 치고해 내가 신고해 제신부착도와 다톤다들
So you see here you know if you are someone who's really interested in virtue you really want to do something beneficial something good you know then you can see that if you don't study it's just something like this if you don't understand understanding which comes from study, you actually are making a loss, yeah, isn't it? You're working hard but not really getting anything, isn't it? Yeah. So it shows how important learning and study is, even just using this as an example, yeah.
So as I always say, please work hard
and try, read the text, you have to read the text, think about it, and then if you have questions, you should ask, yeah? Okay? And then, we have the monthly discussion, yeah? Isn't it, yeah? So that is also important you should attend. Yeah? So this is just my wish and my request. So please try to do it. Yeah? Okay? So I think that's about it for today. Just in case there are some new people, because it happens that today is a particular day in the Tibetan calendar.